Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Gimel. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskul, Le'ilu Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, Nesham Shav and Aliyah. And we're up to the two dots. Yes, right, that's tomorrow. Up to the two dots on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Second line from the bottom. Gufa. We said yesterday that Yontif Shechal Liyot Achar Shabbos, when Yontif falls out on a Sunday. So we have Matzah Shabbos, we have Kiddush because of Yontif, Havdalah because of Shabbos. As we said yesterday, we're talking about Shvi Shel Pesach where there is no Shechianu. So this eight-way machlokes, what you do, only applies on Shvi Shel Pesach. Only applies on Shvi Shel Pesach. Rav Amar, so Gufa, Yontif Shechal Liyot Achar Shabbos. Right away, let's look at the Rashbam. We're going to read a lot of Rashbam inside because he's going to say it better than I ever could. Gufa. Yontif Shechal Liyot Achar Shabbos. Tzarech Lahavdil. Ula Kaddish. Yesnek Avdala. A Kiddush. Umashma. Shim Lo Haya Yontif. If it wouldn't be Yontif. A regular Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos Noach. If it would be a regular Matzah Shabbos. Lo Hayu Cholkin Hamurayim Halalu. Nobody would argue. There'd be no machlokas. There's no machlokas how to make Avdala. Ela kule alma modu. Everybody agrees that the order is Yayin, Ma'or, Havdala. That nobody disputes. Vahashta de ikka kedushas hayom, pligi. Now you stick in a kiddush for Yontif, now the machlokas comes up. We're going to get to Besamim in a minute. Did we do that yesterday? Did he? No, he's talking about one of the regular. I don't remember. Did we speak about Besamim yesterday?
Yeah, we touched on
it. Because I'll do it again. Right, okay, fine. Ulafikach, therefore, Tzarech Litein Tam, Lechol Devrehem Vlomar, Shakiddish Gorim Lushanos, Esaseder Mikamos Shiragil. We're going to have to explain why does Kiddish cause, so it's a regular Matzah Shabbos, now it's going into Yontif. Why does that cause an eight-way machlokas? What to do? What's the reason for that? Why are there so many arguments? So there's like about six or seven sheets here right now. We're going to go through each one. Rav Amar, Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdala. That's what Rav says. Yakne. Why? Rashbam. Rav Amar Yakne. Svirale, first of all, Kedushas Hayom Adifa Me Avdala. The Kedushas Hayom of Yontif beats Havdalah. It's greater than Havdalah. Okay? Inami or Rav holds, we want to push Havdalah off as much as possible. Why? To show that we're not rushing to get rid of Havshabbos. But there's no rush over here. We want to push Havdalah off. D'chimavdil Beresha, if you make Havdalah right away, Mechzi Avi Alea Kedushas Hayom Kemasoi. It looks like Shabbos is a burden. I can't wait to say Avdallah. Right? Can't wait. Let's make Avdallah last. Lufikach, therefore, Yayin Kodem Lekiddush. Yayin comes first. Why? Another reason. Kibbeis Hillel. The Tadir Vishaino Tadir Kodem. Right? That's an old story. V'yachar Kiddush. After Kiddush comes Ner, the Avdallah. Kishar Matzah Shabbos. Shaynei Kodem Lahavdala. Got that? Yayin comes first because it's Tadir. Then Kiddush because you can't make Avdala now. Because I don't want to.
And we don't do Samin because in the Shami Aseres to stay on Yontif? Why don't
we? We'll do the Tosos again. You read it inside?
No, I think it's called the
right. Tosva says. But the reason why there's no Besamim is because the Rashba. Wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. Shmuel says, a different order. Let's see Rashbam. What's Shmuel? Shmuel Svirale, Havdalah Kodam Lekiddush. Havdalah comes first. Gesundheit. Why does Havdalah come first? What about the reason of it's making it look like a burden? So he doesn't dispute that. But he has a different reason why Abdullah has to come first. What's the reason?
About Tadir being a Tadir, why that does
Oh, Yayin comes first.
No, but
one minute. What? Why is Abdullah more Tadir than Kiddush?
Abdullah's every week.
So it's Kiddush.
No, not Kiddush for Yontif.
Okay, so.
Can I tell you something? Going to this tomorrow,
yeah.
It makes more sense.
Who? Shmuel. Okay, I hear you. One minute. We're going to explain the reason in a few minutes. Mashal to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. It's a mashal. Rabbi Yeshua on Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph is going to say it's a mashal. Lama Dafa Dama. Lamelech Shiyotze. A king goes out. Vaparches Nichnas. And the lower guy is coming. Right, the king's leaving, and the president's leaving, and the president and the vice president's coming. So who do you take care of first? Right, Malavin is Hamelech. Malavin is not our, but in the title. Mahalech is Hamelech. First, you escort the king, Hashabis, right? Lahavdil to make Havdalah. First, you say goodbye to the president. Viachakach Yotz and Likras Aparach. Then he go meet the vice president, the lower officer, Likras Yontif Lakacho, to greet Yontif to make Kiddush. So Havdalah comes first. Why? First, say goodbye to the king. Shabbos is the king, and Yontif is the officer. Why? Shabbos is more machmer than Yontif.
Yeah, you can say, you're saying goodbye to the king first because you want to get rid of him first.
And then, doesn't look at it like that. You don't make the president sit around, or you go meeting the governor of some small little state. Yeah, no, you don't do that.
See, I never like that answer. See that, because that makes comparison between Shabbos and Yontif. Why don't you just say the day of this one is done, Abdullah? The next day started. Kiddush.
So then you have Rav. Then you have Rav's concern. That looks like you're rushing to get rid of it.
Right. I'm rushing to get rid of it. It's fact. Day one is ending.
I hear you. So anyway, I hear you. But I'll mil say the Shmuel Amar lebehedya brachas b'Yerushalmi be'el dvarim. Truth is, the Yerushalmi says exactly what Shmuel says. Rabbi Chanina Amar Yayin Ner Avdala Kiddush. Vasi Rabbi Chanina, Kishmuel Dam Rabbi Chanina, Vashem Shmuel, Marshal Lamelach, Yotze Vishilton, Nichnas, Malavan is a Melch, Viachach Machnithan as Shilton. Right? Same exact Marshal. Hilkach, therefore, Yayin Tchila, Yayin comes first, Viachach Ma'or, then Ner, Viachach Avdallah, then Kiddush. The Kiva and the Avdallah called him the Kiddush, since Avdallah comes before Kiddush, Yadze Kol said Avdallah Kedin Matzah Shabbos of the Alma. Regular Avdallah, then Kiddush all the way at the end. Okay? V'yachakach Kiddush. Oh, Marcel. Uma she'ei nosdin ha'amorayim simen lebesamim. How come nobody's going to mention a simen for besamim? Says the Rashbam. L'fi she'ei mevarchin al besamim b'yantif. You don't make a besamim on yantif. Sha'arei gam b'yantif yesh blon on Hashem Yisera b'kishabbos. Because you also have an Hashem Yisera on yantif.
If that's the case, why don't you make it after Yontif?
If that's the case, why don't you make it after Yontif? Everybody asked that question. Besamim. On a Matzah Yontif. So, Tosfos asked that question. So the standard answer is, the Rashbam didn't mean you have the same Neshama Yisera that you have on Shabbos. That you only have on Shabbos. So it's not some mystical Hasidish idea of a Neshama Yisera. It's a Gemara. That you have a Neshama Yisera. What does that mean? So Rashi in Beya says it means that you're in a good mood and you eat berachava, you're not stingy and you have a good suda. So all that is neshama yisera, and it's not some mystical extra neshama. If it's all that, then you have that on another too. That's all the Rashba meant. That's all he meant. Tosas didn't understand that. Tosas, what do you mean neshama yisera? None of it's not true. He didn't mean the neshama yisera. He just meant you're in a better mood. You're chilled out, laid back. So all those things are true. Therefore, that's what all the Rashbam meant. What?
And you don't gain weight.
You don't gain weight. That's the same Rashi. It's the same Rashi. That Rashi says that. That's what it means. Ain't no cut. He says, ain't no cut to Allah. Doesn't disgust you. You eat, it's all good. Right? The same Rashi there about what a Neshama Yisera is. Others say that the Rashbam just meant. The Rashbam just meant there's a Kedusha, but it's not the level of the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos. It's still a Neshama Yisera, small Neshama Yisera. Others give a different answer. The reason why you smell Besamim on Matzah Shabbos is not because, this is not going to answer the Rashbam, it's going to explain why there's no Besamim here. not because of you lost your neshama yetzera. A different reason why you smell b'samim is because now the neshamos are going back to Gehenim. That's a terrible thing that's happening. That's why you smell b'samim, to give yourself a little chiyus, a little chizuk for that terrible event that's taking place every Matzah Shabbos. On this Matzah Shabbos, it's not happening because they don't go back on Yom Tovita.
That doesn't answer that question.
Right. Correct. Okay. Next. Rabbi Omar. Rabbi says, Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush. What's that order? Says the Rashbam. Rabba, now there's a gear change. Some people change Rabba and Levi. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me who said what. We don't pass like anybody else. We pass like Rav. We don't pass like any of these names. So Rashbam says like this. Svira like Kirav. Hold like Rav. He holds like Rav. That what? That Demasui, Demashuvi Ma'or, Ben Kiddush L'Avdallah. You have to separate Kiddush and Avdallah. She'ein Nachon Be'ein of Shal Rabba Lismach Avdallah L'Kiddush. You can't put them next to each other. Because they contradict each other. So they can't be next to each other. Kiddush and Avdallah can't be next to each other. Because they sort of contradict each other. And they don't really contradict each other. They don't really do. Once it's going from Saturday into Sunday, why is there a contradiction? Anyway, HaKiddush Asui Kodesh, V'Avdallah Asui Kodesh Kal. Kiddush is Kiddush, and Avdallah is a little Kiddush. Sphere like Shmuel, but he also holds like Shmuel, the Havdalah Kodom Lekiddush. Havdalah comes first. Umihu, Yayin Barosh, Kulon the Tadir Kodom. They all hold Yayin come, that agree, Yayin comes first because of Tadir. So what's the order going to be? Yayin, Havdalah, then Ner, then Kiddush. If you have to stick Ner in between, you have no choice. V'achinai v'brachas Yerushalmi, Yonzer v'shechalif of the Shabbos, Rabbi Yochan Amar Yakneh, Rabbi Chinna Amar Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush, Levi Omer Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush.
On a regular Saturday night, how come the Havdalah isn't before the Ner?
Because that's a good question. I think it's the same reason of Tadir. Now, why is Ner Tadir? So the Gemara is going to say why. We're going to have it soon because it's the first Hanoi you get. It's staring you in the face. It's the first Hanoi you get. Ner comes first. We're going to have that shortly. We're going to get the regular Havdalah on the base if we get there. Then the Rashbam says Mistabra de Levi the Amar Ma'ein Shnehem. Levi said both. Venerally the Hacha Garcina and Levi Amar Rava Amar. Okay, fine. Next, Levi Amar. And I changed the gears. Like I said, it doesn't matter who said what. Levi Amar Kiddush Ner Yayin Havdalah. How's that? Back to the Rashbam. Svirale the Kiddush Kodom Havdalah Kirav. Kiddush comes first, like Rav. That we don't want Havdalah to be like it's a burden. Kiddush comes first. V'lama ain erot v'lama yayin bereisha. So why does the yayin come first? Because of tadir. Lafisha im kain ain on nira shema avdala yayin. It's not going to look like we make avdala on wine. Why? Hol umarachik avdala me'al brichas yayin. Avdala so far away. Now that's true every month of Shabbos, no? Hare ikar avdala lo tiktum el al yayin. Avdala is supposed to be on wine. Avol kiddush afilu al apat yachol lakadesh. Kiddush can even be on bread, so who cares? Kiddush, come on. Hilkach, Kiddush, Bereisha. First, you make Kiddush. Vahadar Ma'or. Lafisha, Unarotz, and Litzmoch, Yayin, Lavdallah. You want to have Yayin next to Havdalah because Yayin has to be, Havdalah has to be on Yayin. Vahavdalah, Akachach, Lebasof. Havdalah has to be at the end. Shetei Kishar, Kol, Matzah, Shabbosof. Like every other Matzah Shabbos. Vahai, Delo, Makdim, Yayin, Bekameh, Ma'or. Kishar, Matzah, Shabbosof. So why isn't Yayin first like every Matzah Shabbos? Shim, Kain, Hayinir, Ala Kiddush, Vallah, Lavdallah. Because then it'll look like it goes on the Kiddush and not on the Havdalah. Al Matzah Shabbos da Alma, like a Kiddush mid the Kamile. On a regular Matzah Shabbos, there is no Kiddush. Exactly, that's why I'm reading every Rashbam inside. You see over and over again the competing thoughts.
Which makes you just left. What did they do? You just spanned a couple of hundred years, right? What did they do? What did they do
the year before? No, so every town has their own Shita. We're going to see in a minute. We're going to paskin like Rav. Just hold off. In a few, 5 minutes. Where are we up to now?
Rav and Levi both learned from Rebbe.
Right.
Yet they do two different things.
Right. Okay, I hear you.
We're up to Rabbanan.
Rabbanan Amri, Kiddush Yer Nayin, Kiddush Yayin Erev Dal. What's that? Says the Rashbam. I'm in the second to last skinny line of the Rashbam. Svirale Karav, the Kiddush Kano Avdallah. First of all, Kiddush comes first. Verotze Nami Lismach Yayin Avdallah Tfemi be Kiddush. I also want to put the wine next to Avdallah more than Kiddush. Why? Again, because Avdallah can't be on anything else. Kiddush can. Hilkach Kiddush Beresha. Vahadar Kol Seder Avdallah shall say the call about the Shabbos. To have a Yayin Mar Avdallah. Inami also, or wrote to Lahavdil ben Kiddush Lahavdallah, Bechol HaYicholes. They want to separate Kiddush and Avdallah as much as possible. Next, Mar Breid Ravina Omar, Ner Kiddush Yayin Avdallah. What's that? Back to the Rashbam. Kiddush Kadam Avdallah Kirav. Kiddush comes first like Rav. Yayinami wrote to Lizmach Avdallah Kamosha Kiparashti. I also want Yayin near the Avdallah, like I explained. Hilkach Nikya Be'inon. That's why we have that one. Why? Umaor Masu Beresha. Why is Ner first? Mekame Kiddush, before Kiddush. So I call Matzah Shabbos as Kodom La'Avdallah. Every Matzah Shabbos, Ner comes first. Why? Now he's going to say it. The Gemara is going to say it in the number of days. L'fisha Nenebo Tchila. It's the first Hanoi you get. Hachanami, Kodom La'Kiddush. It comes before Kiddush. Sharei Nenebo Tchila. It's the first Hanoi you get. Varei E'ef Shal Omer B'Yayin La'Avdallah. Kedin Shara Matzah Shabbos. You can't make it in between like every Matzah Shabbos. Sharei Kodom La'Bishvil Shal Tadir. Yayin is first because it's Tadir. There'll be a hefsek between Yayin and Avdallah. Therefore, but you're forced to put the near first. Last one. Marta Mishmeid Rav Yeshua Ner Yayin Avdallah Kiddush. What's that? Says the Rashbam. Time l'kaman l'parsha l'kaman the Avdallah kodem l'kiddush. Avdallah comes before Kiddush. Hilkach, therefore, Ner Tchila Ner comes first. I want to make Yayin as close to them as possible. Very good. We did every machlokas and every reason. Now, that's only on Shvi Shel Pesach. What if it's any other Matzah Shabbos on the Yontif? Then what do? So, the Gemara says, Shalach le Avu Deshmol Rabbeinu Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Seder Havdalah Ha'ech. What's the Seder Havdalah? Shalach lei kacham a Rabbi Yishmael b'Rab Yosi Mishum Aviv Shamar Mishum Aviv Shamar Mishum Yishuv ben Chananya Ner Havdal Yayin Kiddush Amar b'Chanina Mashal the Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya l'melech. It's like a king sheyotze, the king is leaving, shavaparchos nichnas, and the lower underling is coming. So first malaven es hamelech, first you escort the king v'yachakach yotzen likratz haparchos, then you go meet the underling. That's why Havdalah comes first according to them. My Havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Abai Amar Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah. Rava Amar Yaknahaz. V'hilchitza ki Rava. We paskin like Rava. Tosfa says, we always paskin like Rava. Right? What's the Kiddush?
Rava and Rebbe.
We always paskin like Rava.
But he's arguing Rava against Rebbe.
Hilchitza, look at the Ratozos. Mishum Inach Amarayin Itzbrich Lepasek ki Rava. Because of all these eight other people, I have to tell you, hold like Rava. We always hold like Rava, right? Love me from that Abaya. Not because Abaya is stuck in over here. The Kaibalan, Bekule Gemara Kerava. We always hold like Rava, Lagabi Abaya. Bar mi al Kagam. Except for Yal Kagam. The reason we say Halukas a Kerava, it's not like Rava, and not like Rabbana, not like Levi, not like all these other people. We hold like Rava. What's the Machalokas to Abaya and Rava? About Zman. What's that about? Says the Rashbam, it's the second to, the three levels of lines. It's the second to last middle level line, and the beginning of the line. Abaya Rav is Sfira Luka Rav. First of all, they both hold like Rav. The Amar Yachnet. They both hold like that. So what about Zman? So, Ubizman who depleted. Only arguing about Shechiyonu. Abaya Sfira Le, Yayin Kiddush, Zman Ner Avdallah. Why? Me'achar Shemaskil Lekiddush. Once he starts Kiddush, Yigmar Kol HaKiddush. Finish the whole Kiddush. V'yomer Zman, and say Shechiyonu right then. Then say Avdallah. Shim ain kan Kiddush, ain kan Zman. If there is no Kiddush, there is no Shechiyonu. Gesundheit. Aber Havdallah, ain't no Gomeris, Lomer Zman. You don't say a Shechiyonu on Havdallah. That you never do.
No.
Right?
I think this every week.
V'rava Svirale, no. Ma Matzinu b'kol makom Zman lebasof. Shechiyonu is always at the end. Af Nami Zman lebasof. Why is Shechiyonu always at the end? The time of Sheldava, the reason is, the Zman Amra, Philip Ashuk, you could even say the Shechiyonu in the street. Right? The Ikaro Eina Alakos, the Ikaro Eina Alakos, Hilchom of Asal. You're walking down the street and says, by the way, today's Sukkot. I totally forgot. Make Shechiyonu right now. that we don't do that. You could. The Gemara says you can do that. Since you can do that, it goes last. And that's how we paskin. Right? If Yom Tov falls out on a Matzah Shabbos, it's, the order is Yak Nahas.
And what does that have to do with Shri Shal Pesach?
Shri Shal Pesach, there is no Zman. There's no Shachriyano. It's the only one that doesn't have any Shachriyano. Okay?
But the order is still the same, except in Zman you don't do.
Hmm?
The order is still the same, except in Zman.
Correct. Yayin, Kiddush, Der, Abdallah.
Okay.
They both, even Abai agreed to that. Abai is stuck in Zman, finish Kiddush. So Zman goes on Kiddush. Doesn't go on Abdallah. Right? We don't hold like that. We put Zman at the end. Okay? Rav Huna, do you have a question?
Okay, can it come that way?
Of course.
They asked that question.
Shvi Shal Pesach can't be on a Shabbos anyway. Only Achron Shal Pesach. Oh, I don't know about that.
No.
I don't know about that. Achron Shal Pesach could definitely be on a Shabbos. It was last year like that.
Yeah.
Last year, not last. The year before.
Okay.
The year before last. No. This past year, I think it was on a Shabbos. Achron Shal Pesach. I don't know. I don't remember. No. Last year. Tavshin Ayin B. It was on a Shabbos. It's very rare. The first last time before that, I didn't even live in Woodbury. It was like 15 years ago. That the Achron Shal Pesach was on a Shabbos. But it happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Rav Huna bar Yehuda iklut lebei Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda went to Rava. Aisel kameo ma'or. They brought out Havdalah besamim. Baruch Rava abesamim bereisha v'hada amar. First they made a bracha on the besamim, and then on the ner, which is the opposite order of what we do. Amalei.
What do you mean? That's how we do.
We make a.
No.
What?
Exactly how we do
it. I'm sorry. It's exactly how we do it. Amalei. So whoever says to Rava, Vabein Beis Shammai, Umbein Beis Hillel, Ma'or Bereisha. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both say that Havdalah comes first. That Ner comes first. Vahad Abbasamim. Maihi, where did it say that? Ditnan. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ner, Mazon, Besamim, Vahavdalah. Let's say it's also benching time, right? So Ner Mazon Besamim Havdalah. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ner Besamim. This is benching also. That's benching also. It's benching also. Ner Mazon Ner Besamim Mazon Vahavdalah. So what do? They both put Ner before Besamim.
So why did they put Leishu Besukkah?
I don't know.
Obviously, it's got to be with Mazon.
Right. So the Tosfos Rosh says, why does Ner come first? Because it's the first Hanor you get. That's why we put Besamim first, right?
Yes.
So officially, Ner comes first. It's the first Hanor you get. Then Mazon on the food. Why? There should be as little hefsek as possible between eating and benching. They have to stick in there because you have to. Then Besamim. And then Havdalah. Fine. So Ani Rava Basrei, one second. You're bringing me that pricey. I'm not impressed. Ani Zud Divrei Rabbi Meir. That was only Rabbi Meir's explanation of the Brisa. Al Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no. Lo nachlaku b'shamim b'zil al mazon shetchila v'avdala hu basov. Amar nachlaku al ma'or v'al basamim. B'shamim omer ma'or v'achach basamim. U'b'zil omer basamim v'achach ma'or. Right? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, no gu'a om ki b'zil al libet Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like that. That's why I made basamim first. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba.
They don't give Rashi does not give a reason for that.
For what?
For what? Nerub Samim, why? What the machlokes? Why
wouldn't? I don't think so. Now listen to this. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba iklal be Rava. He went to Rava. Chazia the barich bar pri agafen akasakama. He made a hagafen on the first cup. What does that mean? Says Tosfos, he made a bracha shel kiddush v'akasa debirchasa shel birchas hamazon. He made a bracha on kiddush, bar pri agafen, and then he made another bracha at the end of benching when they benched on a kos. Okay.
Same scenario? What?
No, separate thing. It's Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night. Yeah. Friday night, he came home, he made Kiddush. So he saw that he made a bar pri agafen akasa kama. V'hadar barech akasa debirchasa v'ishti. They made another bracha and he drank it. Says Tosfos, it was Friday night. He came home, made a hagafen. Then when he benched, he made another hagafen. Look at Rashi. It's the second skinny line in Rashi. Akasa kama. Rashi says, Kishamaskil lishtos al hamazon. When he wanted to drink on food. Al hamazon shebetchila. What does Rashi mean? Right? Some explain that Rashi is talking about Shal Shudas, where there is no Kiddush. Right?
What's the first
person? You want to drink a cup of wine during Shal Shudas. That's all. Okay. Amalei. Back to the Gemara. Lamalach kula hai. Why are you making so many brachas? Hai baruch lan marcha dezim. You already made a hagafen. You already made a hagafen. Why are you making another hagafen now?
So
Amalei. I'll tell you why. Ki avina be'reish galusa. Hachi avdina. Because by the reish galusa, we did it like that. So Amalei. Tinach reish galusa. You can't bring a riot from the reish galusa. You know why? Because you're sitting there. When you're sitting there, you don't know if they're bringing out any more wine. You have no idea. Are they going to bring you another cup or not? You have no clue. Therefore, you have no. It's your house. The other cup is sitting in the kitchen. Of course, you're not hesachadas. What are you making another bracha for? Amala, you're right. I really held like Rav. Why? They were sitting in a suda. Rabbi Basava was the waiter, right? Amalei, and they told him, Havlan, v'nivrech. Pour us a cup of wine, we're going to bench. Lisof. Then they said, you know what? No. Havlan uvinish. No, we're not benching now. We changed our minds. We're going to drink more. So, Amalehu, hachi amarav. No. Kivon damrisu, Havlan v'nivrech. Since you said you're going to bench, you ended off the suda. Astiru luchu lemishte. It's usher for you to drink. Until what? It's machlokas. It's usher to drink either until you bench or until you make another hagafen. Right? Rashi here says, in the Rashi of Kivon says, Berchas Hamazon, until you bench. It's also for you to drink wine now, till you bench. Who says that? Rashi and the Rashbam. Tosfos says, absolutely not. He was saying to them, it's also to drink wine until you make another Hagafen. Right? It's up, right?
The Rashba says that Rashi in Chulin
says like Tosfos that is talking about making another bracha, and the Bach says Rashi changed his mind here. The Rashi says, of course, here Rashi's right, because the wide Rabbi Yehuda says it's us to drink wine. He should have said make another bracha.
Exactly.
Why didn't he say that? That's a good. I don't know how to get out of that answer. How do you get out of that? Right, it's a very good riot. What? Or has a chadat, right? Or so make another hagafen. Why do you have to bench? Why do you say that? It's awesome. You can't. You can't. No more. It's awesome.
Now.
What?
Now.
So you're forced to bench? No. Your suit is over. I agree with that. Now you change your mind. So you had a hadas. I agree. So why can't you just make another hagafen?
So you're eating a meal, and all of a sudden you decide I'm not having food. He said,
"Hi, please bring us the benchers.
Exactly. Right.
Bring us the benchers. We're done. You know what? We change our minds. Oh, it's awesome. What do you mean it's Osir? So make another bracha. Why didn't he? So the Rashba says that the first pshat is right. That you know what? You have to bench. Making hagafen is not good enough, even though that's what everyone holds.
So
might what?
So why is that?
I don't know. It's a good raya. I don't have to get out of that raya.
It's not halacha ma'aseh, is it?
I don't. What?
It's not halacha ma'aseh, obviously.
No,
there's no question that if it has a chadas, you can't drink again.
Right.
The question: what do you do now? What do you do? One of two choices. Either you have to bench.
Or
Or make it on Hagafen. That I don't know.
If you have to make it on Hagafen anyway, what's
Taylor? So I don't want a bench now. There's no mezumin. The guy left. I don't know.
Do you have to make another leish of sukkah?
Can I sit down and have a conversation?
If you're sitting in a sukkah, do you have to make
another leish of sukkah? No. Why? I would say no.
Why are you supposed to cover it till the next meal?
Because it the hetzach hadas.
Where do you get that from?
I don't know. Anyway, my time, what's the reason for this? The reason is, that's the reason for this. Because you had hetzach hadas.
This is Chevrosh on Halachas from 5th grade in Saudi. Here's the question there. The leish of sukkah cover until the next, the next meal.
And now I have another cookie. You don't have to make leish again?
What do you mean? If you
the meal is over when you bench.
He said until
you're both
the next
right. The meal is over when you're
back. You're right and you're right.
I can both be right.
What?
I mean they're both
be right. Elu ve'elu. Elu ve'elu different like Kim Chaim. The fire of Torah is burning over here in this room. Anyway, Shez Rava, that's what I did. You know why I made another bracha? Very simple, because I had Hetzach Hadas. Very simple, says Rava. Ameimar umar zutra v'ravashi ha'v'yasri v'se'uda. Ameimar and Rav Zutra and Rav Ashi were sitting at a suda. V'ka ulevei ravacha b'rei derava. He walked in. Ameimar berech hakokos v'kotza. Ameimar made a bracha on each cup he drank. Mar Zutra berech hakotza kam v'kotza basa. And Mar Zutra on the first and the last. Rav Ashi berech hakotza kama, only the first, v'su lo berech. So what's this behavior? So ama lehu ravacha barava anan kemana. Who are you holding like? What are you people doing? So Amemar Amar said, Nimlachana. Every time I drank, I said, I'm not drinking anymore. I said, that's it, no more for me. So they brought another one, I had to make another bracha. Every time I had to do that. Okay, that answer, we're not going to discuss that because, now, the next two are really the same answer. Marzucha Amar, Anad Avdi Kitabi did the Rav. I held like Rav. Therefore, I made a bracha in the beginning. Then I had Sechadas, I made a bracha at the end. Ravashi Amar, let's tell us a Kitabi did the Rav. No, we don't hold like that. Therefore, I only made a bracha once. Right? Says the Rashbam.
Isn't there a way to be called everything saying, I don't know how much wine they're going to bring me, so I'm going to say I break bread up and now, and anything they bring me in the shas.
I guess maybe that would work. So says the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Les hilchasa ke talmide derav, kilomar, ke'ovda de talmide derav le'el. What the talmide derav did before. The Birchas HaMazon lav asuche daitehu. Birchas HaMazon is not Hesach Hadas. Af agav the Amar Hav v'nivarech shari l'mishte. Af agav the Amar Hav v'nivarech shari l'mishte. Even if you say, bring the benchers, you're still allowed to drink. Afilu hachi, les hilchas like Rav Ashi. Nevertheless, Allah is not like Rav Ashi. Why? The kamaluhu Rava umar zutra b'chad shitasa. Because Rava and Marzutra were coming with the same shita. Who's Rava? Ah, v'tzarech lachzer ulevarech al yayin shel berchas hamazon b'por priyak ofrin k'minug shalonu. So according to everybody, after you bench, you for sure have to make the hagafen. For sure. Kivon de'amar ha v'nivrech asu l'mishtei ad l'achar berchas hamazon. Once you say we're done, you can only drink now after benching. V'od, midikal maiser of ashi siyaita demil mimilsei derav l'hakshos al talmide derav l'achisha midivrei rav rabban. Okay, fine. How do you know that? Back to the Gemara. To Hayantav Shechal Lios Achar Shabbos. Because Yantav falls out after Shabbos. V'Rav Amar Yakne. And Rav says, you say Yakne. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. V'lo bar lebruche brichas bar v'yagofen trey zimni. You don't have to make two agafens. Chad akiddish v'chad al avdala. V'hu adin v'trey kosei tekiddish hayom v'brichas hamazon. So too, for the two cups of Birchas HaMazon and for Kiddush, you don't have to make two hagafens. What do you see? That is not, this Hezach Hadas is very iffy. Right?
One's 2 hours apart and one's 2 seconds apart.
Not only that, one is after benching, so you bench the race. Why wouldn't you have to make another bracha?
Yeah, look at the Tosfos, second to last Tosfos. Pirish Bekuntris, the Dayek, what did Rashi say? The Rashbam say? Midalo Matzbrich Levorich Trey Zimni Borg Priyagafen Chara Kiddush v'chara al Avdala. Alma, what do you see? Lo have a Kiddush hefsek. Kiddush is now a hefsek. But who adin, nami, berchaz ha-mazon. Right? V'kasha. Eich yivarech pa'amayim, b'ar b'yagafen al-koz echad. V'zeh lo matzinu. No such thing like that. You can make two agafets on the same couple. That's crazy, says Tosfos. What's Rashi talking about? Nira l'dayik midalo tiknu yayin l'basof. No, since the yayin is not at the end, Shmami na, the law of a hefsek, who adin nami berchaz ha-mazon. Okay, There's a detailed machlokas about why it's not a hefsek. Anyway, says the Gemara below here, that's not a raya. Hasam akar daite mimishte. That's because you stop having you have hesach hadas. Hakol akar daite mimishte. Here you didn't have hesach hadas. Okay, therefore you wouldn't have to make a barbaric offering twice. Now we're going to talk about havdalah. Kimatol avdule. When you want to make avdalah, when you wanted to make avdalah, kam shamei, the shamis got up, the adlik avuka mishraga, and he lit a torch. Amalei lamalach kulahai. What if you light a torch? Haman chashraga. The other candle's right here. Amalei shmaya midaite denafshik oven. He did that on his own, the servant. Amalei, no. Ilo shmielei minei demar lohavi oven. He wouldn't have done that on his own. He's a servant. He only does it because he knows you want him to do that. Amalei lo savol amar avuka lavdala mitzvah min amuvchar. Don't you hold that a mitzvah, an avuk is the mitzvah min amuvchar? Why is it mitzvah min amuvchar? Two reasons. First of all, because we say mori ma'orei ha'esh in plural, so the bigger fire is a more plural. The Ran says that. The Rush says it's very simple because it's more light. It's very simple. It's just a bigger flame. Pasach v'amar, he opened up and he said hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol ben or l'chosha ben yisrael la'amim, right? Ben yom hashvi l'sheishes yimei hamaisa. How many things did he say? Four. Kodesh and Chol, Or and Choshech, Yisrael La'amim, and Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheish Tzvi Ma'asen. There are four things here. Amalei Lamalach Kulahai. Why are you saying so many things? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Zui Havdilah Shel Rav Yehuda HaNasi. Don't forget this tomorrow. Rav Yehuda HaNasi only said one. Only said one. What did he say? Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Amalei Ana kahai svirle. I hold it the following. Damar balaz amar boshia. Hapoches lo yipchos mi gimel. You want to say a minimum, not less than three. Vamosif lo yosef al zayin. And you want to say more, not more than seven. Right? Right?
What are they talking about?
How many havdals do you want to say?
Why? Who makes the decision? Why?
So the Sefer Amanit says, you have to say at least three.
Why?
Because the Ben Kodesh L'Chol is what separates Jews and Goyim. Shabbos is the biggest separation of all. Ben Or L'Choshech and Ben Yisrael La'amim. Those three you have to say. Why?
Ben Yisrael La'amim is already repetitive. Already did Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Ben Kodesh L'Chol.
No, Kodesh L'Chol is then a day.
Exactly. But that was different, say, the Jews and Goyim. It's the Kodesh L'Chol.
The day itself is different from Kodesh.
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, so these three you have to say. You want to say more, up to seven, it's okay. So that's why I said four. Amalei. So he makes it sound like you have to say either three or seven. Right? You can't say four, five, or six. Either three or seven. V'amar, where am I? Amalei, v'amar, lo tlasa amar, v'lo sheva. You didn't say three, and you didn't say seven. Says the Rashbam. The arba amar. He said four. Umar rois. Why saying four? Im lifros es amiyot, daich begimel. If you want to be cheap, say three. V'im l'rabos bos, hayalo makol sheva. Say all seven. Right? So the answer is, you know what, we'll do the answer tomorrow. We'll do the answer tomorrow. Not such a earth-shattering answer. We'll do the answer tomorrow, and tomorrow is also very, very, just interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Amud Beis is so short, but it's so meaty that, depending on how much I have time to prepare, we could spend 2 minutes on it, and we could spend 3 hours on it. Yeah. So we'll see how far we get. Alright, we'll stop. Something in between, right? If you want to be cheap, right, we'll do it in 2 minutes. If you want to be, we'll do it in 3 hours. Everybody have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.